This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Superman may not have the bat signal, but this morning we've got him on the show.
Yeah, Dean Cain, you know him best for playing Superman in the 90s series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. He also hosted Ripley's Believe It or Not, appeared in God's Not Dead. He has over 140 acting credits to his name. Dean is going to be in Sydney this weekend for the Supernova Pop Culture Expo. Dean, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I'm extremely happy to be on the show. I pretty much love everything about Australia, so we're copacetic here.
We'll give you about 5 minutes to cut that out. Dean?
No, I was in Sydney and Melbourne back in 1904, and it was a blast. I had an absolute blast, and so I love Australia, and I know a lot of Aussies, and there's only, you know, of the hundreds I know, there's only like one that might have ever offended me.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, a lot is going to have changed between 1904 and now when you come visit Sydney. Mostly, of course, the fact that so many are going to be coming to see you at Supernova. Do you love these kind of comic fan-related events for yourself?
Well, I got to tell you, when you're shooting a show and you're on air, you know, on set 18 hours a day, and you're making a television show, television show is what mostly I'm known for. So when you're doing that, you don't get any response from any fans, from any people. You don't know how things affect people. And here we are, you know, 20 odd years later, and I get a chance to meet people and hear how the show affected them, what they thought of it, how it might have affected their life, their family, their happiness, their escapism, how it might have inspired them. And it's amazing because you don't get any of those sort of responses while you're doing the show. So I really, really enjoyed getting out and meeting fans and hearing what they had to say.
Do you reckon you would have gone down the entertainment route had you not had that early injury in your sporting career all those years ago?
Yeah, I absolutely would have ended up in entertainment. My father's a director. My friends all were, you know, guys who became very famous actors. Kids that I grew up with in Malibu, California, you know, Sean Penn, Chris Penn, Rob Lowe, Charlie Sheen, Emilio Estevez, Holly Robinson. I mean, we all grew up together. And so it certainly lends itself to me being comfortable in that world. My dad's a director. My mom's an actress. I grew up on sets. I would have ended up there, just not as quickly. I didn't expect to be there quite so soon.
Okay, I got a pitch for you, Dean. In 2013, you did a movie called $10 Million Bigfoot Bounty, okay? Where if someone could prove that Bigfoot exists, they got $10 million, right? Great show. Now, I want to do a pitch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for an Australian version, right? Called Drop Bear Bounty, because no one has ever survived a drop bear attack, so we can't confirm their existence in Australia. Would you do the same show out here?
Drop bear attacks? So you drop as you're being attacked by a bear?
Have you not heard of a drop bear? It's the fabled dangerous koala in Australia that falls out of trees on unsuspecting tourists and murders them.
I have not heard of that. I absolutely do it as the show host.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think being the host is the way to go.
Exactly. I like to be comfortably ensconced inside a cage of some sort with a lazy boy and a television and a glass of wine and see what happens to these people.
This is perfect. Now, of course, you did mention Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman. That was obviously quite a few years ago now. There is an opportunity, though, for you to come back as an older version of Superman in a comic, for instance, like Kingdom Come. Would you consider doing that?
Oh, I have no problem with that whatsoever. What I really am hoping for, honestly, is because Lois and Clark ended in a weird way. We ended because Terry Hatcher got pregnant in between seasons 4 and 5, so we ended up not shooting season 5. And we left the show on the weirdest note. So what I would like to see happen is for us to get a chance to either do a 2-hour movie or a 6-episode arc to sort of finish that off. And it would be really interesting. We've never seen... you know, Superman 20 years later. I would love to see that and see some of the things that might have happened between Lois and Clark and whether they have kids and what sort of things they're facing. I think that'd be amazing.
Oh, I like that. Now, let's talk Lois and Clark for a second, because you're coming out for Supernova and you're going to get fan questions, okay? So we need to do some show prep for you.
Okay, yes, sir.
In season 4, episode 4 of Lois and Clark, entitled Soulmates, you go back in time with H.G. Wells to lift a curse. What was that curse?
Holy smokes. I wrote a couple episodes of Lois and Clark. That was not one of them. What curse did we go to lift? Wow.
Someone is probably going to ask
you
that.
You've got to do some practice before you get here, man.
I got nothing. I'm usually the guy asking the questions. Holy smokes.
All right, here's an easier one for you, though. What happened to the suit in Lois and Clark once it wrapped? Where did that end up?
Well, here's the deal. Since we were supposed to go for a season 5, I was completely convinced that we were coming back. We were told we were coming back. They gave us a TV and said, hey, here's a big screen TV, which, by the way, back in the day weighed like 9,000 pounds and was 7 feet thick. These are great. So we didn't come. We were supposed to come back for season five. So I didn't steal anything from the show. I didn't take a suit. I didn't take anything because we were coming back. Had I known that was it, I would have pilfered everything. But I did not. I did not grab one. I've seen a few of them pop up here and there since, and I want to take them when I do see them. It feels like putting on my football uniform again.
Yeah, you like the rest of us. We'll have to try find one on eBay somewhere.
I'm relegated to that. I can't do any other way.
Yeah. And Dean Cain, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you at Supernova.
Thank you. Come on down and visit.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.